Hello and welcome to our program. We are in Daniel chapter 5. Have your Bible ready if you can. Previous program, we've seen that chapter 5 brings us to the fall of the Babylonian Empire, and the reason the empire fell was that the leadership chose to ignore God's warnings. When we talk about leadership, we're talking about pastors, and we're talking about parents. God has two areas where he has given charge to the pastor to preach the word, and the parents, and especially the fathers, and ye fathers, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. They chose not to. They went into a terrible time of judgment. We're heading into the same thing. Pastors are choosing to compromise to keep the crowds coming. Parents are compromising for whatever reason. And the outcome of that is going to be a disaster for those who refuse to go the way of the Lord. But we're going to listen to a message in song. If you're standing true to the Lord, you can sing along with this message, My Anchor Holds.
Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I am peaceful, for I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I've an anchor safe and sure that can evermore endure. And it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest settled gale on my bark so small and frail, by his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My mighty tides about me sweep, currents lurk within the deep, angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and the tempest rises high. Still I stand the tempest shock, for my anchor grips the rock. On my bark so small and frail, By his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds.
In a previous program, we saw that the problem they had there at the major city that they thought would never fall was they had no concern about the enemy that was right outside the gate. To not have a concern is to regard as not being important. Doesn't matter that over and over and over again the Bible warns us to beware of the enemy, like a roaring lion seeking whom they may devour, but the leadership had no concern about the enemy outside the door. That's a problem in our churches today. The enemy's outside the door, coming in like a flood, because preachers are not concerned about letting their people know even who the enemy is. And the enemy is lurking outside the doors of our homes because parents aren't teaching their children what they need to teach them today. We need to figure it out. We're in serious trouble. Well, back in Jeremiah's day, Jeremiah was warning them before they went into captivity, but they wouldn't listen to him. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, God said he's going to call together the archers against Babylon, but they wouldn't listen. Said in chapter 50 and verse 31, thy day is come, I will visit thee. They're not listening. 51, verse 7, Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand, but Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. They ignored Jeremiah's warning. Jeremiah 51 and 9, it says, we would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let her go. Why? Her judgment it reacheth unto heaven. They've crossed the line. Bible tells us in Jeremiah 51 even how it would fall. He mentions the Euphrates River. And thus shall Babylon sink and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, God said. He said in Isaiah, they didn't listen to him either. Isaiah 13, verse 17, behold, I stir up the Medes against them. Their bow shall dash the young men to pieces. They'd ignored that. They didn't bother listening to whatever God had to say. And then in verse 19, and Babylon shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Who overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah? God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Who's going to overthrow in judgment today with this wickedness that's going on in our land today? God will. Isaiah 44, verse 27, God said, I will dry up thy rivers. And that's how Babylon fell. They came in, they dried up the Euphrates River and came in the riverbed. Oh, they didn't expect that to happen, but it did. Isaiah 45 and 1, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, open before him the two levied gates, and the gates shall not be shut. The enemy is coming in like a flood, but the leadership chose to ignore. Leadership being pastors, leadership being parents, choosing to ignore God's way today. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. You need to read it. It says there at the beginning of the chapter, this know also, that in the last days a perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. We're talking about people in church now, not the world. They've always been lovers of their own selves. We're talking about so-called professed Christians shall be lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. James chapter 5, verse number 3 puts it this way, ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. We've got to get all these treasures. We got to get a bigger house. We got to get a bigger car. We got to get bigger furniture. We got to get bigger this and bigger that. And never mind that judgment is just around the corner. Well, 2 Peter 3:3, Peter says, knowing this, in the last days, they'll be walking after their own lusts. That word lust, we think, is something immoral. It actually means desires. Knowing this, in the last days, that Christians will be walking after their own desires. Well, we read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 11, all these things happen unto them for examples and are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. It's talking here about the fact that they happened and they're written for our warning, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Notice here that the word ends is plural. It's interesting. Again, the scripture is 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 11. All these things happened unto them for examples and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends, plural, of the world are come. Why isn't it just the end of the world? Because the word here, translated ends here, has been translated custom three times. And here's the problem. The end of the age, the customs of the world have come upon the Christians. And so the Bible tells us very plainly it's going to be like that in the last days. What is a custom? The dictionary says it is an accepted way of behaving or doing something. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3, verse number 15, it tells us how we ought to behave. But hey, we don't want to be bothered with that. Let's just go and do our desires, walking after our own desires, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Well, here's a very serious verse, but way back in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse number 19, God says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. He's talking to his own people here. He's not talking to the heathen. Let me read it again. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. We've said it over and over again. It's a matter of choices and consequences. We are free to make our choices, but we are not free to receive the consequences of our choices. Well, if we choose right, we can sing along with this message and song, I Just Keep Trusting My Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord. He will